Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. We welcome you to the broadcast of the precious truth, the truth of the gospel. And we would conclude the meditation that we have been having on the three good cheers of Jesus. Let me repeat those wonderful texts. First of all, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 2, where to a palsied man lying upon the floor before him, the Lord Jesus said, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. The good cheer of his pardon, for when God forgives sins, thank God he puts them out of reach. Thank God he puts them out of sight. Thank God he puts them out of his mind. They are forgotten. And then we have noted a second text. John chapter 16 and verse 33, where the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, who knew the good cheer of this pardon, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The good cheer of his power. Oh, may I deeply encourage every saint, every sinner that has been saved by God's grace. Please remember, the Lord will fight the battles of life with you and for you, and you have the good cheer of his power against the world, against the flesh, as well as the devil. And then we have noted in our preceding message, the good cheer of his presence, the text being taken from Matthew chapter 14 and verse 27, where on that occasion the Lord Jesus walked on the waters of Galilee, in the darkness of the night, upon the stormy sea as the waves were high, the wind was strong, and the disciples were making no headway after toiling half the night. And as they toiled and rowed, upon the sea came the Lord Jesus walking upon the waves toward them. They cried afraid. They thought it was a spirit or a ghost until he spoke. And then he said, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. The good cheer of his presence. The storm and the waves could not harm them. He was with them. They had nothing to be afraid of. My beloved fellow believer, what a joy for you and for me to know. Jesus has said, a promise and assurance, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. From Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. What a joy to verse 4 and 5 and 5 and 6. What a joy to realize, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. He's with me. And may I repeat it again. Whatever trial, whatever storm, whatever difficulty, whatever heartache you and I pass through, the Lord Jesus is with us when we know him. The good cheer of his presence. But in the concluding thoughts of this message, on the three good cheers of Jesus, may I go further in relation to the last one, the good cheer of his presence. May I think very carefully and prayerfully with you of the moment that comes and will come for you, as well as for me, by all circumstances of life. That moment comes when you and I have to pass through the valley of death. My beloved friend, may I ask you the question, are you ready? Am I ready? When death comes, when I have to pass from time into eternity, from life in this present world, into the unknown region of eternity beyond. My beloved, it's a solemn thing, for it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. I hope you're ready, washed in the blood of the Lamb, ready to meet your Savior and your God above. But may I point out, from a text that is found in Psalm 23 and verse 4 that you know very well, where in that great shepherd's psalm of David, the psalmist said, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I want you to think with me about that valley of death that we have to go through. Can we say with the psalmist, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The good cheer of his presence, think with me on those words again. Particularly note the meaning of them as we look at them carefully. Yea, though I walk, please note, the psalmist says when that valley of death comes, I will have composure. I will not panic. I will not run. I will not be frightened. I will walk. The composure of the soul, I'm ready. And then he goes on to say, not only he would have composure, I shall have confidence. I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will walk through. My beloved, the psalmist knew it was just a valley, but at the other end of the valley, there was the glory waiting. I will go through. My beloved, what a joy to know when that moment comes to depart from this life into eternity. It's only a short valley, a little tunnel, so to speak, perhaps seemingly dark, but with the conscious knowledge, Lord, you're my shepherd. You'll bring me through. Lord, I'm going through. But not only would he have composure, not only would he have confidence, he would have courage. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, note the next words, I will fear no evil. My beloved, what a joy to know the Christian need not fear anything when going through that valley. Courage? Well, let me ask you the question. What can harm? The devil can't trouble you anymore. The world can't trouble you anymore. Sin can't trouble you anymore. It's the end of the road. And my beloved, what a joy to know I will fear no evil. Oh, the joy of knowing it. I'd hate to go through it and fear hell. But when I know Jesus is my Savior and can say with the psalmist, the Lord is my shepherd, thank God, I'll fear no evil. I will have courage. I will have composure. I will have confidence. I will have courage. But please know what is next and best. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. My beloved, here you have the good cheer of his presence. Thou art with me. The Lord with me. Oh, what a comfort. My friend, you and I who are Christians don't have to die alone. We don't go through that valley alone. He's with us. He's with us. Thou art with me. I not only have composure, I not only can enjoy confidence and courage, but I have a blessed companion. And my beloved, can you tell me any other companion who can go through that with me? There may be some you that wish they could, that I know from experience, but there's only one, the blessed Lord Jesus, the shepherd himself who died for the sheep. Thou art with me. What a companion. What a joy to know the companionship of Jesus. Blessed to have the joy of it in life. But how precious and comforting and assuring to know it will be mine and yours if you know the Lord in death. What a companion. Yes, the good cheer of his presence. My beloved, I think of a young lad of whom it was written many years ago. Dear boy, at the age of 14, dying. Father and mother, relatives, uncles and others, every one of them were agnostics and atheists. They had taught that boy there was no God. They had taught that boy that the Bible was not the Word of God. They had taught him everything that they believed that was absolutely contrary and opposed to God and Christ and the Word of God. He lay dying, and suddenly as he lay there with his relatives around the bedside, he cried out, "Oh, it's so dark! It's so dark, I can't see." One of his uncles cried out to the lad, "Lad, hold on, lad! Hold on, lad!" But the dear young boy cried back, "What shall I hold on to?" He had no shepherd. He had no companion. My beloved, thank God I shall never die like that. Will you? God forbid. What the joy of knowing the blessed companionship of Christ, his presence even in death. And then, there was comfort. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The shepherd rod for the protection of the sheep against wild animals. The staff that guided the sheep over the hills and through the valleys safely. Yes, the shepherd's guidance will be the same in death. He'll guide us safe to the other shore. Blessed be his name. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My friend, do you know that? And when the time comes for you to depart life, can you say, "I will have the good cheer of his presence"? Can I repeat these three good cheers in closing? The good cheer of his pardon. Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. The good cheer of his power. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And last of all, the good cheer of his presence. It is I. Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. Thank God, I hope that every listener can say with me the opening words of Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." Father, bless thy word to that end. In Jesus' name, amen.